Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Got to pay my respects to the text line. A hell of a text. They said Emmanuel Clase is basically Kenny Powers from season 2 of Eastbound and Down. Essentially, cockfighting, gambling, yeah. Closer was really good for like a year. I just don't know if he has the same attitude, but that is a very good text from you guys.
That is good.
Joey, did he get paid or was he still on his rookie contract?
I couldn't tell
who,
you.
Who, Kenny Powers?
Clase.
No, he was in the middle of a $38 million contract.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I think he was in a big contract.
I mean, this
guy
was getting paid. He's stupid. He's a dumbass. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. You're dope. I mean, like, you're not a Mensa candidate.
Emmanuel Clase is a 5-year, $20 million contract with the Cleveland Guardians, which runs through the 2026 season.
I mean, stupid. Just a dummy. Just a dope. So we were talking a little bit about the Royals and some potential moves. And you know, Joe Adell is a name that pops up. He's under team control through the 28th season, Dusty. So I think, you know, that is another reason why you potentially look to make a move for a guy like Joe Adell, because you have him, you know, free agent after the 28th season. So you've got a couple of years with him that can really be productive years, and there's no reason that he has to leave. I mean, the landscape, I'm sure, of baseball is going to change, you know, in a couple of years, and we can't worry about, you know, trading for a guy because we're going to lose him in 2 years or something like that. We don't know. John Sherman is a completely different owner than what David Glass was for this franchise. He actually empowers his people to go out there and make moves, sign guys. And so Joe Adell, you know, I wouldn't hate Joe Adell here.
Should I make the guy at Nathan's wedding and go up to John Sherman's table at Denny's wedding and go, hey, love the program that you're running. What do you guys think about Mike Trout to Kansas City? Yeah. I'm going to get out of here.
And John will go, oh, so you're working with Bob now, I see, right?
You're that loudmouth dumbass that's with Fesco. Yes, sir.
Because I've had face-to-face conversations with John. You got to get Ohtani. We've had it on the air with John. You know, you got to go get Ohtani. So he'll go, oh, so Bob's wearing off on you already, huh? Mm-hmm. My friend texted me because this is like the NFL world merging. Like, we assume everything in sports is run like the NFL. We just do. That's our mindset. Mm-hmm. We're an NFL society. And my friend sends me this text yesterday. He's in Italy right now. He sends me this text. He goes, how about the Royals transactions this week? I call them chicken feed. They need an impact bat. I responded back. I go, dude, this is baseball free agency. This isn't the NFL. Just because it started doesn't mean we're actually going to see moves made in baseball, right? They call it the hot stove because old people sit around a stove and talk baseball in January. We got a long time to go.
Yeah, the NFL is the hare, and so is the NBA, and the MLB is the tortoise.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get there. It takes forever. It's a process.
But everybody believes now, because of the way that the NFL and the NBA are with free agency, everything's like that. Baseball's never been like that. Scott Boras is out there mucking up the whole system like he's done for a while.
Hell, the trade deadline in the NFL is more entertaining than the baseball trade.
I know, and it shouldn't be. And then, again, that's another...
Didn't used to be.
No, another topic for another day. All right, what about Abreu from the Boston Red Sox for either Chris Bubich or Noah Cameron? 22 homers, 69 RBIs a season ago. Obviously, that outfield bat that you could potentially look for and want. I'm trying to find his age right now. Let's see. 26.
Okay. So that's a good run.
Yep.
That's where I start. 26.
Yep. 26 years old.
23 and what?
23 and 69, or 22 and 69 last year. Hit about 250, 247.
Best season he's had, probably.
Yeah, I would imagine probably so. Let's see what his stats look like here. Oh yeah. I mean, he had 15 and 58 the year before for the Red Sox, 22 and 69 last year.
Nice.
So he's getting better and better and better from a production standpoint, and you know, scores you about 100 runs a game. That's a nice player for the Kansas City Royals. He's a right fielder, and he could potentially be your right fielder of the future. So, Boomer Cameron, are you willing to do that?
No, because I would think that you have that player. I would trust that this team has that player.
Okay.
And I would think that, again, I'm a big high guy on Cags. I think everybody mm-hmm. knows that at this point. I think Cags can get you 23 and 69. I really do. I think that, you know, that was his welcome to the major league moment. Obviously, his stock is very down because of what his performance was last year. But again, we heard what Vern told us last week. Cags is your right fielder. Going into spring training, going into Arizona, when you go down there and have your normal yearly visit, you'll see Cags will be the right fielder. And until maybe if there's like a move with Vinny, who I saw is a very interested name in the Boston Red Sox
area. The Red Sox have talked a lot about they're him. Very fans interested. Anyway, at
they're,
least.
Yeah, they're very interested to have Vinny Pasquantino play first for them, because that's another name that I think that doesn't get talked about a lot when you're moving a player. And I know a lot of people wouldn't want to see that, but
Again, in order to get better, as you said earlier, you got to trade good pieces at times.
And what's Vinny going to be, 28 next year? I don't want to see Vinny go. I think he's great for the city. I think he's great for the station, for all that he does on the 10 to 2 show. And I think that he's a good cornerstone player to have on this team, especially being a locker room guy. We talk about glue guys. I don't want to see Vinny go, but it would have to be a pretty big haul to see that. But no, I don't think I would take that, because again, I'm going to stay with my gut, and I'm going to assume that Caglione is going to be just fine. And I know I haven't opened the text line yet, but I know people are going to say, Dusty, you got to give up on the Cags dream. I don't, because I do believe that the talent is there, and I do believe now that year has passed, I think you can have that, plus you have so much more control with Cags.
But why would anybody give up on a guy who had one, basically a cup of coffee at the big league level? Like,
in the past and what we saw from other rookies this
year. Fair point, but like, you can't live life that way. Like, you had mentioned earlier, and then everybody does this when it talks about players. Well, what if he gets hurt? Well, you can't live your life what if he gets hurt? I mean, we're talking about professional athletes. Odds are they're going to get hurt. I mean, so you can't have that factored in. You know, when you're making a move. Now, if it's an injury-prone guy, that's a different kind of conversation. But saying, I'm afraid to make a move because the guy may get hurt, we got to get out of that. And we got to get out of the mindset that a lot of fans are in that you just mentioned of, yeah, Cags didn't do great last year. We all know that. But that doesn't define who he is as a baseball player. Now, if he comes back this season and doesn't do well, then we're going to have a conversation.
I think it's also being burned in the past and seeing the results of this year. We saw Nick Kurtz come up and win Rookie of the Year.
And that's another really good point by you.
He was obviously picked before Cags in the draft this year. We saw Roman Anthony come up and he did well. Jacob Wilson, another one. That kid in Chicago. Noah Cameron did well as a rookie. And we've seen other players in the past for the Royals get brought up, and it just never panned out. It's like, this is just same story, different book, different year, whatever it may be. But we've seen this before, and I don't want to get burned again. The hype for Cags, I mean, we were everywhere from Omaha to Springfield to St. Louis to Kansas City watching this young kid come up. So I think there's a lot of that because, you know, you obviously do forget the power the microphone has. People listen. Mm-hmm. People take what you have as – you know, truth. And I can't emphasize this enough. I do believe Cags will be that guy.
And look, I'm not giving up on him at all right now. I think it's foolish to give up on somebody like that. Like George Brett went back down, you know, like George Brett did not play great when he first came up to the big leagues. And he's maybe the greatest third baseman to have ever played the game.
Look, Michael Garcia was terrible 2 years ago.
Yep.
He was a gold glove third baseman and maybe the best player on the team this year outside of Bobby Wood Jr.
He was outstanding. Yeah, right. Exactly. So you just can't, I mean, getting that adjustment to the big league level is a big one. Final name for you, Jaron Duran from the Red Sox. Would you be willing to trade Bubich or Cameron straight up for Jaron Duran?
I want nothing to do with Duran.
Okay. Why?
I don't think he's right for this team. I think he's an individual athlete. I think he's obviously, you can go look at the trouble he's had in Boston. I'm not holding anything against him. I mean, he had his best year in 2024 when he had 48 doubles, 14 triples, 21 home runs, 75 RBI. Last year, 41 doubles, 13 home runs, 16 home runs. Look, man, I think he's a good player. I just don't know if he's part of this like Q Royal system. And I know a lot of people roll their eyes and say anybody can be in the system and make it work. I don't think he is. I don't think he's a guy that at 29 years old you would bring in here and have him be, you know, hey, because if you're going to bring in a big bat, you're going to take on a big role. Like, you're going to be a guy. You're going to be a guy in a market like Kansas City where it's like, hey, we went and gave up somebody that we knew was good for somebody that didn't want to be in Boston and Boston didn't want you there. Now you've got to – it gives me a lot of Jose Guillen vibes. I know he's younger than what Jose Guillen was, but that's kind of the same vibe I get from a Durant-type guy. And, you know, they're also – the trade deadline is also interesting because what we saw last year, which was they gave up Brady Singer for Jonathan India, and it did not work out for the Royals.
No.
Jonathan India was a massive disappointment, up and down with injury, up and down with inconsistency, was the leadoff hitter, was a starting third baseman, and was basically demoted to a utility guy who hit seventh in your lineup. So I think there's a lot of scars from that move as well.
Yeah.
But you got to make moves because if you don't, you don't know what the result could be. But Durant is a guy that I would pass on when you put the names like Bubic and Cameron involved.
Well, and that's the thing, though, too. You know, just because the other move didn't work out with Jonathan India doesn't mean we stop making moves.
Sure.
And I know a lot of people do get into that kind of mindset. It's like, okay, that didn't work out. So, no, you keep trying. I mean, as much as we dog on the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray being terrible, at least they moved on from Josh Rosen after that first year and realized that was a bad decision. And they went back and tried to get somebody else to fix, you know, they didn't stick with a bad decision because, you know, because of money or anything like that. They realized it was bad and they moved from that. And so just because a bad decision happens doesn't mean you just stop making all those moves and trying because you were burned one or two times. I just love the fact that the Royals are basically in the driver's seat, guys, when it comes to a lot of these moves that can be made because they do have that surplus at pitching that is so vital right now around Major League Baseball. We're talking about trading Bubic and Cameron, two guys that if they, you know, basically pitched the entire year, Dusty, would have been in consideration for the Cy Young Award last year, right? I mean, if Noah Cameron started in April and pitched this way the entire year, he would have been a Cy Young candidate. If Bubic stayed healthy and continued to do what he was doing, he would have been a Cy Young candidate as well. So we have the possibility of trading two different Cy Young candidates for a bat out there. We have got to use these chips in the best possible way and make sure we're utilizing Bubic and Cameron, if those are the guys that get traded, in the best way to make this organization strong, because I don't know the next time that any organization is going to have the collateral to trade like the Royals do with Bubic and Cameron right now.
No doubt about it. The Royals will continue to be active as GM meetings are continuing to go on. Are they done?
Yeah, they just started.
Yeah, they go on until at least, I think, Saturday.
I think through the weekend or so. You know, these guys got to go out there and run up their expense accounts.
No doubt.
Also, with the Red Sox, they don't have good catching, as in even in Major League or in their prospects. So maybe Blake Mitchell.
Blake Mitchell could be. That's a good call by you. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, these were just if you would do a one-for-one type
of
deal.
One for one. Okay. Yeah.
There has to be other collateral thrown in. Like if I'm giving up Chris Bubic, Taylor Ward back in return is just not enough. If I'm giving up Noah Cameron, Taylor Ward back in return is not enough.
No.
Yeah.
You would need another.
But those would be the headliners.
Right. You want the headliners, and then you could get like a prospect or two that you think could make it to the major leagues in a year or two.
Damn. We'll see. I want to see him bring in a name. There was an injury update Monday. We'll see if it plays into what this game could be, because I think he's more important than people give him credit for. We'll talk about it next on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare?
At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're a family here at Odyssey and 96.5 The Fan. We're a family. Today's family is JT Noah, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you until 10 o'clock, and then it is Binkley, Gold, and Drew. And Carrington at 2 o'clock as well. I say that we're family, because this is a family show sometimes, not all the time. But Carrington Harrison yesterday had a pretty good tweet, and I thought it was interesting because I'm sure they brought up on a show. He put in, fill in the blank. Blank needs to step up for the Chiefs in the second half of the season. So Bob Fesco, JT Noah, fill in the blank.
It's easy for me. It's Chris Jones. I think the success and failure of the second half of the season is going to really be predicated on the way that Chris Jones plays and the way that Chris Jones dominates on defense or doesn't dominate on defense. But he is the guy that I think right now really does need to step it up in the second half. We need more out of him. We need our stars to be stars. And I'm going to continue to say that. I know it sounds repetitive, but when you win and lose in professional sports, it really isn't about the ancillary players that everybody likes to rip them. That guy stinks, Daniel Sorensen. No, it's about your stars. Are your stars being stars? And right now, Chris Jones is anything but a star. He is not playing like a star. He's playing like a burnt out light, and he needs to turn that light on and start playing like a star. So I think he's the guy that needs to step it up in the second half for the Kansas City Chiefs. What about you?
JT Noah?
I'm going on a different route here. I'm going to go with Xavier Worthy.
Okay.
And I get it. He was injured in the first game and was out for three games. But Rice stepped up, and then he has kind of died down. I could say almost all the wide receivers, in a sense of Rice and Worthy, they need to step up. But I want to see Xavier Worthy step it up, because I want to see him get those gadget plays. I saw Buffalo told us that you could see tendencies with if they're going to run the ball or pass it because of how he stood. So I need to see more out of Xavier Worthy with the deep shot coming across the middle, showing energy. I get Chris Jones is getting paid like a superstar because he is a superstar, but he hasn't shown up. But Xavier Worthy, we need all weapons to show up and be effort. So that's why I think Xavier Worthy needs to be the person that steps up.
Senator, so you say this was Andy Reid Monday on Xavier Worthy.
Well, we try to get them all involved the best we can. Some games you're just going to have that where, you know, they're taking somebody away, and that's how it goes. You know, that's happened, how the coverage goes. That's how the play call goes, so on. But we're not down on Xavier Worthy. We know he's a good player, and we like to get the ball in the good players' hands, you know, the best way we can. So it just hasn't rolled that way.
You know, I'll say this. I don't disagree with anything that Andy said, but if you're taking away Xavier Worthy, let's just say that is what's happening, there always should be somebody else on this team, though, that's open, right? Like taking away Travis Kelce, it's not week two anymore, right? If you take away Travis Kelce in week two, whether you didn't have anybody else to go to, Worthy was hurt, you know, Rice was suspended, we didn't know what was going on with the running game. We're now in week 11, right? We're going into week 11 with this team. And if they take Xavier Worthy away, fine. I mean, I would look at it and say you can take any offensive weapon away because there's others that can step up. You take Worthy away, there's Rice, there's Hollywood Brown, there's Tyquan Thornton, there's Juju Smith-Schuster, there's Travis Kelce. So, like, removing a player from a game based on what the defense is doing, that's not an excuse, if you will, if you lose a football game. Well, they took Xavier Worthy out. Great, then Rice should have dominated or Hollywood Brown should have dominated, right?
But if you're going to take away Xavier Worthy, why can't you make a play call where you get Xavier Worthy open? Use him like you use Rashee Rice. Put him in the backfield as a running back and get him either a run play or even a screen. Like, there's different ways you can manipulate with your weapons because those weapons can line up in different ways to get open.
And maybe there's a little bit, and I hope not, but maybe a little bit of like self-preservation with Xavier Worthy at this point in the time, knowing, hey, we're going to really need him to be healthy at the end of the year. But again, if that's the case, then he shouldn't be playing. I've always been like, if we're hiding injuries or we're nursing injuries or we're doing stuff because a guy's banged up, then that guy shouldn't be on the field. If a guy is on the field, in my opinion, it's always been, he's capable of doing everything.
Yeah, I like the Xavier Worthy to step up. I want to kind of take three different angles on here because I looked at all the replies in there, and the top three were Chris Jones, Andy Reid, and Charles Omenihu.
Okay.
Those were the three most popular names in Carrington's replies on Twitter with who do you want to see blank pick it up in the second half of the season. To take a vague sort of way about this, how about everybody?
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
I love it.
Like, how about everybody step up? Right.
Well done.
Xavier Worthy. The one thing I will say is, you know, you kind of hit on it because we asked Dana Hughes about it when he was on after Xavier Worthy's injury. Is like, he's at practice. Like, Dana, what would you do? He's like, I'd play. And that's what he said. He'd play through the injury. I don't know where Xavier Worthy is with that shoulder injury. Like, I don't know if that's, you know, affecting his catch radius, because a lot of people last week were like saying, hey, like, I would have loved to see him like actually go up and fight for that ball. Maybe that's the extension that he has. Like, maybe that shoulder injury is that sort of case. And again, that goes to Andy Reid. Like, if that's the case, then don't have him being the receiver having that sort of opportunity where that might happen. Let that be Thornton. Let that be Juju. Let that be Hollywood. Somebody like that. So Andy Reid could be better. We saw him not have a great coaching game against Buffalo, right? You were running the ball well, and then you ran away from the ball in the second half. Chris Jones, obviously a name that could step up. Somebody in the text line or in the threads also said Dave Tobe could step up. This is an everybody type of thing. You are 5-4. You are playing your biggest divisional game of the season as of right now against the Denver Broncos. You're going into enemy territory. They're 8-2. Their biggest concern is their quarterback. Their biggest, you know, comfortable blanket per se is their defensive line and their offensive line. Those are two of the most opposite teams of where they're at. One team is 8-2 and their biggest complaint is their quarterback. The other team is 5-4 and their biggest complaint is their defensive line and their offensive line, right? Can this offensive line continue to move forward and gel? Will Josh Simmons play left tackle? Will Jalen Moore go to right tackle, or will it be Juwan Taylor's job? All these sort of things. So I think this is more so a thing where everybody, there's too many names that have been underperforming, in my opinion, for this team. I think that is why you're at 5-4. Chris Jones, Charles Omenihu, Leo Chanel, Drew Tranquil, right? Falling down against Kincaid, you know, letting a play happen on Monday Night Football. It didn't actually end up being a huge play, but I mean, it didn't affect the game that much. But it was against Washington. He went, you know, inside, should have gone outside or vice versa and allowed a guy to be wide open.
When
you
in doubt, go outside, man.
Right? Your defense could play. I mean, they've been great. Your defense, anybody and everybody could step up in this team. And I think everybody kind of has to. You could look at Hollywood Brown maybe taking a role of being like, hey, if X is hurt, like, let me be incorporated into those routes and then let him be incorporated into what my routes would be if that's the case. Have a voice. Let Andy Reid hear these things. And Andy Reid could be better. Matt Nagy could be better. Patrick Mahomes could be better.
Patrick could be better. Yeah, Spags could be better.
Everybody could be better. Everybody's got to play better. But I'm with you. I'm with both of you. I think both of the names that you give are very reasonable names. Chris Jones has to be him on that defensive line for this team to kind of create pressure to make things open up for everybody else. And I'm like everybody else. I don't want to hear that he's double teamed every time.
I know. I'm over it. I'm done.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen with Rashee Rice. We heard all, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's hype of his career. Kelce's always going to be bracketed. Would still go out there and get 7 catches for 89 yards and a touchdown.
Right.
He would make things happen. Chris Jones, you've got to make things happen. Xavier Worthy, let that spilled information for some reason, those idiots in Buffalo decided to release that information, let that be a sign. Hey, you are tipping your pitches. You need to get better. If they're realizing this, everybody else is realizing this. They're just the only ones that decided to go forward and announce that this is what they saw. Mm-hmm. So clean that up. Andy, get your team back in focus mode. You're 5-4. You've got to go play nearly perfect football the rest of the season.
Well, it's you know, the Indy one to me is very interesting, because if I'm like the, I don't know, the ancillary guy out there that's going to question this, which I am at this point.
And I think Andy would tell you directly to your face, I do need to be better.
Of course. He says it every week. At any time they lose or anything, it's on me. I need to do better. I need to do a better job. I mean, it became a joke in Philadelphia after a while when he was there. I need to do a better job. We know that you need to do a better job. But here's where Andy needs to do a better job. And I know they self-scout all week, and who the hell am I to tell how Andy needs to do a better job? But I'm going to, right? Because that's what we do, that we're paid to give our opinion. Run the damn football, man. Like, just running the football and giving a concentrated effort to running the football, not running it on first down on the first play of the game and abandoning it the rest of the way. Giving yourself a concentrated effort to run the football and making sure that, you know, the Denver Broncos don't become a one-dimensional defense. And by that, I mean just going out there and having to defend the pass. You've got to find a way to keep that defense off balance. And the best passing games all start from a successful running game. And I know that sounds like 1965 football, but it's not. It is still football at its purest and at its finest to this day. If you can stop the run and you can run the football effectively, that is death by a thousand paper cuts when you can do that. Now, you've seen it. We've all seen it. When a team runs against the Chiefs and it's 4 yards here, five, it's brutal. It sucks. You want to punch yourself in the face. And so that's what we have going on right now with this offense. Utilize the running game. I know we're probably not going to see Pacheco this week, but if we can't run the game because a seventh round running back, you know, isn't, you know, healthy enough to play, then we got bigger problems that we need to know what to do with. Like, this is where Breshard Smith comes to shine. CEH, man, this team has kind of gone out on a limb for you. It's time to give back to this team that's gone out on a limb for you.
Somebody says in the text line from the 405, Rob should have changed C-Dot's tweet to blank is washed for the Kansas City Chiefs in the second half of the year.
I was also going to say, I know we give him a lot of love, but Spags at sometimes in games, especially in the Jacksonville game, and I thought in the Chargers game in the first of the year, he was having a hard time adjusting to what they were doing on offense, whether it be because of the quarterback run. I felt like they could have had a QB spy out there more, especially for Trevor Lawrence, because Trevor Lawrence was taking off and running, especially in that second half, and I just didn't feel like Spags was making an adjustment. I know that's nitpicking what Spags does, but Spags has been great, but there's been times this year where I felt like he didn't adjust to the game and just wanted to stick to the plan that he brought to the game.
Yeah, well, everybody's got to be better, too. I mean, it is top to bottom. It's 1-53. It's Patrick Mahomes to the bottom of the roster. It's Andy Reid to, you know, everybody else that's on the coaching staff. And yeah, they all know that too. I mean,
to defend Spags in that take that JT just had, Josh Allen did not run against you, and you only allowed 7 points in the second half.
So, well, I didn't say Bills.
He adjusted from that game to like maybe have somebody spy if there is a running quarterback.
Well, I would say my counter to that was it felt like they weren't running with Allen, period.
They were letting Dalvin, they were letting James Cook do whatever he wanted.
And they let Kincaid run wild.
Which, that's the thing that I was concerned going into that game, was the tight end play. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs are going to have one hell of a set because they went up against Kincaid. They're going to go up against Evan Engram this week. And then it's Ty Warren in 2 weeks. And then it's Jake Ferguson. And those are all legit tight ends that are now the blueprint out there on your defenses. These linebackers cannot cover tight ends. That's how we're going
to exploit them. And don't forget about the Chargers one that's up and coming.
Gadsden's hurt now. Yeah, so Gadsden got the knee injury, so he's kind of down a little bit. But I think the thing that where that stops, again, goes back to Bob's point, and that's Chris Jones.
Yep.
Because tight ends, we all know, are slower. Their routes take longer to develop. They cannot develop those routes across the field for 35 yards if they have pressure in their face. So that starts with Chris Jones, Omenihue, Karloftis, Pinnell, all these guys. Dana, get busy. Get in somebody's face and cause some ruckus back there, because – fortunately, yes, there are targets that these quarterbacks can throw to, but you have some hair trim of quarterbacks coming out at you. You have Bo Nix, you have Daniel Jones, you have Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott probably being the best of the three, mm-hmm. but you can still make him kind of do things on the cusp and make him make mistakes if you can, of course, create pressure on that offensive line that you are going up against. going to be a tough test this week, right? It's going to be tough to see them do this. But we should see, hopefully, an uptick in Chris Jones' performance. So,
and it's you mentioned everybody along that defensive line, and you are right about that, man. Like, everybody needs to raise their level of play. Like, Mike Pinnell, hey, this team went out and got you back. Show everybody why Chris Jones was so adamant about you coming back on this team. Chuck Amenahu as well. Go out there, get a couple of sacks. Karloftis has had a really good year, but he could be better. Everybody could be better along that defensive line. But if Chris Jones continues to be just a man standing out there, it's going to be very difficult for everybody else to get their job done, because eventually teams aren't going to go, you know, double team Chris Jones if he's not getting to the quarterback to go, why are we wasting a blocker on this guy? Let's just go one-on-one. Let's see what Chris Jones can do. And so it's just the last couple of weeks of this season, man, the last month and a half of this season, it is Chris Jones' season, and he needs to play big. And if he doesn't play big, then we're not talking about a team that's going to win the Super Bowl this year.
So you mentioned that there's a possibility that Isaiah Pacheco might be out for this game. Is there ever been an athlete for the Kansas City Chiefs that has ever been more scrutinized and also at the same time more missed when they're not playing?
It's crazy, right? Yeah. I don't think so. I mean,
because we see when Pacheco runs,
Eric Fisher, maybe,
possibly. Cause it's kind of one of those things where it kind of gives me like Eric Hick vibes. If we're throwing it back, like never really a dominating DN, but when he was in there, it was, you know, gosh, I just wish he could get more and more sacks, but he's good for what he does. And then when he's not in there, it's like, man, we really missed Eric Hicks today. It's like, well, last week you were saying that he wasn't getting, you know.
Yeah.
And with Isaiah Pacheco, we see the videos always the next day from people that, you know, dive into the All-22 of like, he missed the hole here, he missed this here. And then when you don't have Isaiah Pacheco because of how slim pickings your running back field is, which I still think is arguably the worst in football, there's no body in that backfield where you're like, got to watch out for that guy today. I'd love to see them kind of like you said, develop Rashard Smith more, run more RPOs, get guys swinging in the backfield, send Xavier Worthy, send Rasheed Rice, kind of like one of those random free kicks in soccer that you see where a guy runs and another guy runs and the guy that you didn't think about kicks it through the net and create chaos that way. And without Isaiah Pacheco in this game, you are down a running back in a field where you are very, very slim already. So I do think he is missed more than he is scrutinized when he is in there.
I see what you're saying, yeah. But, you know, I look at it too. I go, there's got to be somebody else that can, you know, step it up a little bit, right? In his absence, like, this is an opportunity for Rashard Smith. This is an opportunity for him to get after it and show, you know, what he can do as a rookie in this league. And again, it's also an opportunity for Clyde Edwards-Helaire to go take advantage of, you know, some playing time and some opportunities and whatnot. And Kareem Hunt, too. I know he'll be used in short down situations and whatnot, but he may have to shoulder more of the load. And that's okay. It's okay to get those guys involved. But also, it's okay, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, I want Rasheed Rice involved more in the running game, man. I really like what he does, you know, from the run game. And I like what he was doing in the first quarter against the Buffalo Bills, you know, in that run game. Quick screen passes, handoffs in the backfield, direct snaps, all that kind of stuff. Like, I think that's what we need to see. We can't be holding stuff back anymore. It's got to be all thrown out there and all taken advantage of from an offensive standpoint. So whatever you have to do to get this win, let's go out there and do it. Like, the more we talk about it, the more excited I get. Like, I hope they have the same feeling that we do, Dusty, you and I, about this game and how important and how vital and how, you know, significant that this game really is. And these guys got to play like it's a significant game. They've got to play every game going forward like it is a postseason game.
No doubt. No doubt. Every game moving forward.
Every game is a postseason game. Has to be thought that way.
Because, I mean, you get through this little minor gauntlet of Denver, who's focus. I loved Benito's comments the other day. It's like, we know where the AFC West is. If we're going to get there, we got to go through this team, and that team is Kansas City Chiefs, and we're ready for the challenge, is basically what he said. Because Denver's, we know what Denver's going to do. We know what teams are going to do that have the capability of doing it. They are going to have their four-man rush, and they're going to drop back in a seven-man zone, and they're going to hope and assume that their D-line can get through your offensive line. This is a huge offensive line game this week for the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe bigger than a defensive line game.
And also, too, when you say that, then I go to the next step of, let's not try to throw the deep ball in every effing play. You know what we need to do? If they got a good defensive line that's getting through, quick passes, slants across the middle, dump offs, screens, all of those misdirection type stuff. If this isn't a defense that's going to get after the quarterback like they do, and Patrick Mahomes is going to try to sit back there and play hero ball, Chiefs don't stand a chance in this game. They've got to counteract that defensive line. You can't sit back there and play hero ball and want to go deep every single time.
Interesting question for you two. Would you guys like to see more production in this game against Denver from Xavier Worthy or Bashard Smith?
I think Bashard Smith for me this week.
Yeah, Bashard Smith. Just because as much as I say I want Xavier Worthy to step up in the second half, Bashard Smith, to me, is the running back where I think he could be the future running back for the Chiefs after this year. I see him as a guy where you could use him in the run game and in the pass game, especially because he is a wide receiver turned into running back. So
yeah.
I think he would be huge in this game because you could do those quick passes, the shovel pass, the screens. Hey, you want to run a wheel route? You're going to play man? Watch Bashard Smith go right by you with your linebacker on him.
I just don't think anything that could destroy a four-man rush. I mean, I just think that if you could just somehow, Andy, incorporate screen passes to Bashard Smith and let it happen, we could see that.
Well, that's the key word again, Dusty. Let it happen. Like, right. if it gets blown up on the first play, you think we're going to see a screen play again?
No. I just, yeah. And that's where I go to Andy Reid to be better. Yep. I mean, if you're going to adjust with everything that you have in the past, adjust now because you're 5-4, you can't lose. And if you want a chance of being in the playoffs, win this game. Because I don't think Jacksonville wins this week. I think they will lose to Houston.
San Diego.
The Chargers. I think that the Chargers can beat Jacksonville this week. If you beat Denver and somehow the Colts falter, I mean, it opens it up that much more. And as JT had said in his top tiers, like, the AFC is wide open. It still is. I still don't know who the best team is. We're here talking about Denver being 8-2 and how the Chiefs could go in there and take care of business. Whereas in the past, a 5-4 team and an 8-2 team, there's no way that Vegas is going to have the 5-4 team be a 4-point favorite.
Right.
And that's what the Chiefs are currently going to Denver on Sunday. But don't forget, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos live at 3:25, then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speeding and people that get there on their own time because they have to. We discuss what that means on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
JT on the guitar there for you. JT Noah in for Mac Morey, who will be back tomorrow. Golden Locks tomorrow. Nate Taylor tomorrow. Bob and I are taking the day off.
That's right. We're done.
Yeah, well, no, we'll be here. We'll be here.
It's Thursday. It's getting exciting. It's getting exciting as we're getting closer and closer and closer now.
Better believe it. JT, thanks for all your help this week. We appreciate it more than you know. I know it's always different. I've done that job that you're doing before where it's like, oh, man, I got to get up at 4 o'clock this morning. This is brutal.
Yeah, yesterday was great. And then this morning.
And then tomorrow you'll wake up in sheer panic at like 6 a.m. and be like, I'm late. Oh, never mind.
Like, oh, my God, no. Yeah.
First 2 weeks I did this show, both Saturdays in the first 2 weeks, I woke up at like 6:30 in sheer panic being like, oh, God. Oh, it's Saturday. Well, Saturday, I'm up now.
Yeah. Right, right. You're like, all right, whatever. I guess I'll make a screwdriver real quick.
Well, yeah,
you go to the store. I mean, there's nobody out. It's
well,
the
that's
best.
True. That is true.
Fantastic.
You would be surprised how many people, like, I've now stopped going to the store at 11 after the show, and I go at like 2:30.
Yeah, because there's less people. Nobody all the boomers. There. All the boomers are there between 11 and 2. They clog the roads.
They are there. They are in the flesh in droves.
You've noticed it recently now, being around me the last couple of months, like the boomer invasion that is going on between like 10 and 3 in the afternoon on all the roads. And I'm not talking about just driving slow. I'm talking about boomers just taking over every lane and driving down the middle of them like they're Boomer Pac-Man, and it's just absorbing space, driving 35 and a 45, 119th Street at noon. If they could have a camera follow me from the J to my house at 119th Street, from when I leave the J till I get home, and just watch the amount of clueless boomers that are out there mucking it all up for everybody else because they are so selfish and don't care. Get the hell out of the way, Grandpa!
Speaking of somebody that doesn't drive slow, Florida person here, shocker.
It's always Florida.
Most of the time.
It's just always Florida.
Yeah, this is, you can't make this name up. This is Yasmin Arezzo. Mm-hmm. Yasmin, spelled Y-A-Z-M-I-N. Yasmin. 21, allegedly hit triple digits in her Kia. I didn't know Kia's got that fast.
I didn't either.
Hit triple digits in her Kia just minutes to midnight. Her local eatery's closing time. On Thursday, she was flying northbound on U.S. Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, north of St. Pete, where the posted speed limit is only 55, according to Fox 13. A deputy from the area tracked her speed, said she was going 107 miles per hour. The reason why she was going so fast, she wanted to get to Little Caesars before it closed.
Anybody who's gotten the hot and ready crazy bread knows if you don't eat it when it's originally hot, you're SOL, man. There is no effective way to reheat that crazy bread. And so if Little Caesars is getting ready to close, you know how it is. You've closed restaurants before, brutal. Right? JT, I don't know if you've ever worked in a business where you have to close and get the customer out, right? Yep. You've done that.
Yep.
I used to do it in the grocery store business. You start doing stuff early. You start turning off the lights. Get these people out of the store. We're trying to go home. And then somebody breaks in through the ceiling every week, and it was a mess. And so you'd have to stay and clean that up. But you're trying to get the people out of the way. What do? You start unplugging stuff. You start turning the lights off. You start cleaning up. Once that crazy bread loses the proper temperature, the crazy bread then becomes uneatable. And it becomes something that nobody wants. And anybody who's crazy bread knows that once it gets below that correct temperature, it's over. And so for this person to speed 107 miles an hour because Little Caesars was closing to get that crazy bread, I understand what that person was going through. Because nobody wants minutes old crazy bread. You want it fresh and you want it hot and you want it ready right out of that oven.
You ever gone somewhere with like knowing that the time was short and you had to get there quick?
I have, yeah.
I've been that guy.
Yeah.
And it's always the same spots. It is Chick-fil-A and McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to get to the breakfast. Yeah.
That's why they should leave it open all day.
Yeah.
I mean, you're nuking the burritos. I get it. You could get rid of the sandwiches, but like you could keep the burritos and the hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably keep the sausage biscuit.
I still say you got to flip a switch or something, and it's very hard to do.
But I have definitely gotten in my car.
Oh, it is. I actually worked at Chick-fil-A. So
oh,
yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah. So switching from breakfast to lunch is a big deal?
It's a huge deal. Yeah.
Really?
That's why they don't want to do it. Like, that's always been the thing.
I never really believed it was a big deal. I just believed it was like a
You've got to take, I think, like all the sausage patties and the eggs and the ham and all that. You got to take those out of their holders. You got to re-put the burgers in there. The Chick-fil-A breakfasts are different than obviously the lunch. You got to take all those chickens, get those prepared and get them out of the way. But I have been that guy where like I live, I think like 3 minutes from a McDonald's and I've woken up on like a Saturday.
Who doesn't?
Right. Yeah. I woke up on a Saturday and it was like 10:21.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, just got in my car, floored it, got there by 10:29, was like, number 7, hot picante sauce, please, with an extra hash brown. Thank you. And what'd you say for the drink?
Don't care.
Blue Powerade, whatever can get this process going faster. But I mean, it definitely there, and definitely like there's been times when we've left the show here at like 10:25, Chick-fil-A right across the street.
Yeah.
Zoomed right over there and gotten a spicy chicken biscuit with those little tato ole or whatever they are. Good Lord, it's money. But that's the only two places I've ever done that with. I'm also biased when it comes to restaurants. If they close in 30 minutes, I don't go. I just won't do it.
Yeah, fair. No, I
understand like what that's like.
Right.
You know, because there's been times
but when this is crazy bread.
Right. Yeah, well. Yeah. I mean, back in the day when I worked at Red Robin on 40 and 291, there was a Chipotle right next to us. And I had a rapport with them where if I brought them fries and like a milkshake, they would just give me a free burrito for like,
Let me add a total sidebar on this. Do managers know that this is going on? Because my kids, when they've worked at places, have had these handshake deals with businesses around them. So I'm like, does the manager know that this is going on?
Well, little inside information about restaurants. A lot of restaurants call each other throughout the day. So Jack Stack and Lee Summit, one of their biggest contributors was Lamar's Donuts.
Okay.
Hey, we'll give you 3 boxes of Lamar's Donuts. We'll give you 1 all glazed. We'll give you 2 of assorted different ones. We want 4 sandwiches. And that's like an agreement. And we'll do that. And like during COVID, it was awesome because we'd call everybody. We'd be like, hey, we're Jack Stack.
So that's just for you guys.
Oh, yeah. And our managers are putting it together. I don't know if I'm getting anybody in trouble. But like during COVID, we called Olive Garden. And we're like, hey. Let's make a deal. They're like, all right, what do you want? We're like, I don't know. What do you guys want? They're like, oh, we just want like 3 poor Russes, a couple Southern Jacks, and a burn-in lunch. We're like, that it? Like, yep. Like, what do you guys want? I don't know. Spaghetti meatballs and fettuccine Alfredo, whatever you want to give us.
And salad.
And they, dude, they gave us so much food, and we felt bad because, I mean.
You gave them exactly what they wanted. You got to think,
like Jack Stack or, you know, Q39 or Smoke, whatever barbecue race in Kansas City. You're like, dude, they're going to give us barbecue. We'll give them whatever the hell they want. And so we're thinking, like, you just want 6 sandwiches and a lunch, and you're going to give us, like, they gave us, like, an entire huge thing of Alfredo noodles and sauce, and then a side thing of chicken. They gave us a side of sausage and meatballs and a whole thing of, like, spaghetti noodles, 3 big-ass salad containers.
Good Lord!
And, like, 5
How many people were you?
This was COVID. Yeah, so this was, we had to go in teams. There was, like, probably 10 people in house. And being the old guy in the restaurant, right? Like, I'm cherishing this food. I look at my buddy Bobby, and I was like, dude, none of these kids are going to take this food home. What do you want to do with it? He goes, let's start packing it up. And we were taking to-go boxes of Olive Garden home.
Hell yeah.
And I mean, we were family, baby, right then and there. And they also gave us like 5 or 6 bags of breadsticks. So I had like a case of spaghetti, sausage, and meatballs. I had a case of chicken Alfredo, a thing of salad, and a thing of breadsticks, and I live alone.
Yeah,
dude.
I was like, that's going to feed you for a while,
You got a month worth of
them. That's awesome.
2 days.
So that's why I ask, like, because my daughter would always come out. We traded cookies for sandwiches or stuff
always,
of that nature.
Always.
We would do, I used to work at, I worked at 2 different locations at Chick-fil-A. I worked at there was one off of 135th. And then I worked at
69 one there. Yeah. Okay.
And then I worked at the Knoll one. It was a newer one. And so the Knoll
95th and no Knoll is, the one at 115th and Knoll right there by where the stadium's going,
where the Whopper or not the Whopper, where Whataburger is and the Andes is. Yeah. We would trade with Whataburger a couple times. We would get their breakfast and they would want our breakfast. And then the one I worked over on 135th, There's a sushi restaurant called Kyoto.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Uh-huh. We did a trade with them.
Oh, man,
I was living life. I had never had sushi before, and I'm like trying sushi. I'm like, oh, this is the stuff, man. Yeah. I like it. And they brought us 3, like, they were boats that are wooden boats, and they filled them up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
They said there were 6 rolls each on them. I'm like, yo, that's 6 times 3 was 18 rolls for all of us, and there was like 7 of us. It was so awesome. Yeah.
Somebody says here, an air fryer with a wet cloth resurrects the crazy bread. It's the greatest thing ever, by the way.
All right, let me ask the air fryer guy a question, because I'm fighting with my wife about this. Can you put aluminum foil in the air fryer?
No.
That's what I said! Thank you!
No.
She's lining these trays with foil. I'm like, what are you doing? You're defeating the purpose. The air goes underneath and you're blocking the air.
Has she not heard of parchment paper? Or have you already had this conversation?
The kitchen's a struggle.
Okay.
It's a big struggle.
Well, at least you had potatoes.
Had.
Yeah, well. Yeah, man. Yeah, the restaurant workers negotiating deals between one another. That's hilarious. Well done. No, it's true.
Because I worked grocery my whole childhood growing up. I was always in the grocery store. I never did the restaurant. I was always in a grocery store working. You didn't do any deals then. Well, there were deals getting done. That was taking place upstairs with the manager and, you know, whoever else.
Were the blinds closed?
No!
Oh, nice. Everybody could watch. But yeah, I mean, just to, you know, sidebar it from the conversation we had about, like, restaurants. Yeah, dude, there's deals all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. We used to call Dairy Queen just to see if they'd give us, like, chicken strips. They'd be like, you guys do realize you're Jack Stack and you're calling us, right? We're like, we're aware. And what do you want? We want, like, 4 chicken strip baskets with the white gravy. What do you guys want? Just burn ends will work. Okay. And then
it's done.
You're gone. Hey, Dusty, you've been cut from the floor. Have a nice day. But remember, go buy Dairy Queen real quick and come back. Somebody says you can use the foil, but it won't cook as well. Unlike the microwave where you can't use foil at all for making lightning.
Right.
Somebody says no, different thing that are warming the tray. The foil heats through and passes the heat to the food. So some people say you can. I just wouldn't. I don't think it's going to blow your house up or, you know, shorten the life of your air fryer. Parchment paper. Plus, if you want to, go to the store and they have like little like rubber placement mats that you could put in your air fryer that you just rinse off in the sink and let them dry out overnight. Put it right back in there the next day.
See, this is why we have you here.
The mailman from Cheers. Thanks,
Emily. I'm telling you, Clavin.
Cliff Clavin, is that what it was?
Yep.
Yeah. Non-QB MVP for the Kansas City Chiefs. Who do you think? Who do you got? 96.5 The Fan, we're here for you. On 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.